do we do this again? Welcome to Relative Paths. We are a podcast about web design, web development, and things of that nature. I'm your host, Mark Phoenix.
And I'm Ben Hutchings.
And I did design and development the wrong way around because we're probably more development focused, aren't we?
Yep.
See, this is what happens if you don't podcast for weeks,
months and weeks.
So we have returned. We have been cast down by the Balrog of illness and busy, but like Gandalf the White, we're back.
Different colour.
Shinier beards, shinier hair. But yeah, so we've just been busy, because you've been very busy, haven't you?
Yeah, very busy. We're moving soon, and that has taken up some of our time, and will take up more, and we've both been ill. Yes,
yes.
We've both been ill as well.
You've had not
I've
being
had
able
three
to speak
times,
busy.
Actually. It's been really irritating over the winter period.
Yeah. And I've at the moment I've
you
got a
currently
cough.
Ill.
So I'm going to be coughing into your ears at some point. Just so make sure that you're doing something exciting and dangerous, like defusing a bomb or I don't know, walking a tightrope or something, and me suddenly coughing at you is gonna kind of give it that little extra bit of peril.
Bit of jeopardy.
A little bit of extra jeopardy. If you are defusing a bomb, actually, maybe you should fully concentrate on defusing the bomb and then come back to us. We'll still be here. And good luck. Hope it goes well. And
hopefully so will you be.
Yeah. But thanks for those listeners who have stuck by us. We've been watching the listens on our SoundCloud page, and people are still listening preposterously.
Really?
Even though we haven't put anything out for ages and ages. But we're back in full flow, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we've got plans for this year. This actually, just so you know, this episode is a rambly what we've been up to, what we're up to right now and what we're planning for the future episode, isn't it?
Mm.
We don't have any show notes or anything.
I don't think I've got anything useful to add to the whole thing.
Ben's contribution is going to be a reassuring look from behind his pop
Some
shield.
Nodding.
Which you could actually probably kind of, which comes across when it's not here, you'll miss it when it's not there. So what have you been up to in terms of web development? Because that's what we talk about mostly.
I've been doing a lot of support for the agency I used to work for. So I think I do, was it two days worth? No, 4 days worth, 24 hours. I can't do maths. 3 days worth. Anyway, 24 hours worth of work for them a month.
Ben's currently doing some long division on a chalkboard at the moment.
And it's pretty relaxed. They pay me a set amount each month, but in December I just used that up and I went into February with 4 hours remaining,
right,
and flew past that. So
are they particularly busy at the moment?
Yeah, they've got loads of work on, which has meant that in turn I've got loads of work on.
Yeah,
which is good.
It's been interesting because quite a few of the other podcasters that I listen to have been talking about the fact, I think the year before last was quite lean in terms of work, but it seems to have really bounced back this year.
I didn't know it was lean, but you're right, it was. But at the time I thought, oh, this is okay. And then last year was super busy. And then this year I started with a backlog, immediately with a backlog.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there does seem to be a lot going on, actually. I've certainly been busier as well. And you, when was it you started doing extra work with Shop? Because you're... Because I don't think we've talked about that yet, have we?
Yeah, I've mentioned it a few times. Years ago, I started actually doing it, but then took a bit of a break.
But you're doing some extra kind of high-level stuff now, aren't you?
I've been really busy still. So I'm supposed to be doing a lot of work with their documentation
right.
for the project. And actually, I've not touched it. Well, I've done a few little tiny bits, but yeah, you're right. Good point. Thanks. I'm glad you mentioned it. I should put that on my whiteboard.
There we go. Somebody from the Shop team who's listening has just had their model called drop out. The staring start in a startled manner at the speakers.
No, it's good. Do you know why it is? Is that I've got two ongoing projects that use Shop as a plugin. And when I'm actively developing parts for those, I'm sort of in a Shop mode and in a frame of mind. You all right?
I've just drank some water to try and suppress a cough because I have a cough.
Completely spilled it down your front.
It all down my tongue.
Mm.
So if you've got like a dignity kind of gauge on the on running on the podcast, you might have noticed it kind of go down a couple of points. So, yeah, I'm covered in water.
Yeah, okay, you'll dry out.
Continue.
Yeah.
There'll be a happy ending.
So, yeah, when I'm doing adding things to these websites that use Shop, I then am thinking, oh, yeah, this needs fixing, or that needs documenting, or that might be a good mod. And I end up getting more involved in the Slack channel and chatting. But lately, I've not touched anything on Shop for about a month and a half.
Okay. I mean, is Shop still very busy?
It is. They're really busy. I keep getting all notifications for all on the Git issues page and pull requests and things like that. And they're doing loads of development, which I'm really pleased to see, because we know when we interviewed Jonathan.
Yes.
He was talking about Shop, but he was working elsewhere. I don't know if we mentioned it. Were we allowed to? Anyway.
I'm not sure we were working for
a very, very, very large, possibly the largest technical company.
Yeah.
And was therefore very busy.
Yeah.
We might have mentioned it, so I'm sorry if I'm being all like, ooh, because I can't remember. He did ask us not to talk in detail about it.
Not at the time, because I think they're kind of, you know, the company X does have kind of rules regarding kind of people talking about.
One leg, trouser leg rolled up, secret handshakes and all that. Yeah.
That's it.
So anyway, he seems to have made some time to develop Shop more, and loads of people are busy. I'm seeing PRs coming in left, right and centre, and issues being closed, and it's great.
Good stuff. Oh, it's good to know then, because I mean, it's good to know that sort of Shop's still thriving, because I think with the in the e-commerce space, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
And I thought we were all going to get buried under a pile of WooCommerce. You know how I feel about WooCommerce.
A terrible, terrible way to go.
So I'm really pleased to see that there's still another option.
That sounds like the kind of way that the e-mafia would take you out.
Yeah, exactly.
You sleep with the e-commerce. But talking of e-commerce, I'm kind of looking forward to this is one of my normal perch fanboy slot. We're not actually going to do a tool star this time, because this is kind of unplanned, but I did want to talk about Perch a little bit, because I had my first like issue with it.
Okay.
With Ken from Longshot Photo, where he had some assets disappear, and he was just about to kind of put some new galleries on and kind of hopefully intensify his activity with the website. And I think he had 5 pages worth of assets with Perch. When you upload images or documents or whatever to the site, there's like an assets pane where they all live. So if you want to kind of access them for different modules around the site, you can kind of get them from the assets pane. And I think he had 5 pages, and then suddenly there were 3 pages. And also we suddenly started to get problems with image uploads, because Perch resizes images, or you can set Perch to resize images when they get uploaded. So if your client is a bit bonkers and, you know, submits images that are like 4,000 or 5,000 pixels wide, you can tell Perch to kind of resize them to a slightly more sensible amount.
Ken is a bit bonkers.
He is a little bit bonkers.
He's also recovering, we should say, I feel. Unless you were going to say this later.
No.
He's recovering from an operation that he had yesterday or day before. So we hope he gets well soon. He might listen to this, you see.
He's
one of our regular listeners.
Get well soon, Ken. Actually, there'll be some more Ken talk in a minute as well.
Okay, good.
So Ken had some assets disappear. And I had a listen to the podcast. I'm not sure if it was the same problem, but I had a listen to the Perch podcast, and they had that happen with a few other clients where assets disappeared. So that happened, and Ken was a little bit stressed, and then was trying to upload the new assets, and they wouldn't upload, because I think all of a sudden it seemed like the server kind of just got a bit stressed about having to do all that work, sort of resizing. So that was fixed, but again, Perch support kind of basically told me to do the update when I did the update, and it works. So it's the moral of the story, isn't it? It's either switch it off and on again, or do the update, or then read the documentation, and you can usually find your way through most problems. But another thing I've been up to, as I mentioned, Ken, is I'm just finishing up our new Pixelsmiths website. And I wanted to do something a bit more interesting than just have like a whole bunch of case studies. And so we shot a video with Ken, sort of going about his day, taking some photographs and stuff. And so I've been editing that over the last couple of weeks. So there's been a lot of looking at Ken. Which is always a pleasure. So that's been quite interesting. So that should be.
And what have you been doing that in?
Been doing it with the Adobe suite of Stafflow, so with Premiere Pro. Actually, I shot it on an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
I was looking at hiring some equipment, but I came across an app called Filmic Pro. Actually, came across it via the Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo film podcast.
Okay.
Because they mentioned that there was a feature film shot a couple of years ago, or a year or two ago, you know, on an iPhone 4 using this app, which went into the Sundance Film Festival, a proper, you know, fully full-screen projected feature film.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I dug this app up. It enables you to do things like change the frame rate, to change the quality. You can shoot up to 3K, I think, with it as well, just by upping the amount of, just the amount of memory that sort of that it uses, and various other things that you can do as well.
Yeah.
And so I shot Ken on that. Oh, it's great. It's got really good image stabilization as well. So it's kind of, you don't get like that, you know, slightly sort of old gunslinger kind of like shaky hand effect, but you do get almost a little bit of a, if you want it, a Paul Greengrass kind of handheld camera
right
sort of feel. So it's not completely static, because I think I've seen some image stabilization things where it kind of looks a little, the image stabilization just looks a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like the camera's in a vat of jello. So this is a bit more natural, but not too shaky. Anyway, shot it with that. Great results with that. And edited it in Premiere Pro, which was
great. The joys of Creative Cloud, eh?
Indeed. Yeah. Not so much the joys of editing it on my aging desktop, which kind of, so it takes about half an hour for it
to render
each time. Oh, yeah. So it's a lot of thumb twiddling. But that's been quite exciting, and that'll be...
When does that get a release?
Next week or two.
Certificate
C for charming.
Okay.
So that's going to get a release in next week or two. I've just got to finish building the website, so I'm just buying a Perch license this weekend. It's just quite nice for, they've got quite nice contact form functionality in Perch.
Am I completely confused? Building. You've already built the Longshot website, and this is for Longshot.
It's for my personal. This is for the Pixel.
Of course, it is
website. So this is kind of for.
I know that. I'm so stupid. I know that you told me that earlier. Yes. Yeah, it's so, because you're filming Ken, and he's taking pictures of things.
Yes.
I'm thinking it's for Longshot. Yeah. Is he going to feature it though?
He better. I've sent it to him, and he likes it. But I mean, it still needs a little bit of tweaking.
What are you going to charge him?
millions. I'm joking. So it'll be worth it for the hit his reputation takes. So I just need to do a little bit of tweaking and then it'll be ready. But I just need to finish building the Pixelsmith website. Mm. So hopefully in the next week should all be properly finished and get started on building a blog for it as well. So
great.
Yeah. So a lot going on actually. So a busy start to the year and hopefully a busy year.
Good.
What do we talk about now? We should talk about the podcast. Should we take a break? And then, actually, we've got nothing to... We've got no tool store or anything, have we?
Right, so, yeah, we've just had a little break, and I've just found out that Mark is able to accurately measure fluids, like cough mixture, by when he takes a sip. He's just swigged. I'm not sure you're allowed to do this. I'm supposed to do this. He's just swigged some cough mixture.
I look like the lamest wino.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking a swig of my...
I've got a little brown bag somewhere which you want to put it in.
Taking a swig of my Benelin, but I've been having a lot of cough mixture recently, so I reckon I can... I've just been eschewing the teaspoon. Mm. I'm hardcore. I go straight for the bottle.
Yeah.
So we are... going to be rolling out some changes to the jukebox.
Yes. Yes. We did talk about this briefly and we think we came up with a name, but I can't remember whether it was on air or not. But we want a second playlist, don't we? Because we kind of made a rule. Mainly I did it to stop Mark putting some music on I didn't like. No. But we made a rule. No. We made a rule of no lyrics.
And there have been a few times we tried to kind of get around it by...
saying, well, it's a sample. Yeah, I've done that quite a few times.
They're not English lyrics or things like that. Because the purpose of the of the playlist was it was something that you could listen to whilst coding.
So yeah.
Something which would be pleasing to thine ears, but wouldn't be too distracting.
Mm.
And with any kind of lyrics, you tend to sort of tune in the lyrics. I tried to put a song in with Portuguese lyrics, not bearing in mind millions of Portuguese listeners. You would, of course, be distracted if they listened to that. So I apologize.
Complex situation, making everyone happy all the time. So what we wanted to do was have a playlist of stuff that we just love. So I think it'll end up being similar stuff, but it might just have lyrics in it, or it might be like, I'm gonna put some drum and bass on there. I love it,
yeah,
but I've kept it off the playlist so far because if you don't love it, it's really distracting.
Yeah.
It's hard to just go, oh, well, you know, really, I'll put up with this. Whereas on this, so this playlist, I think I'm going to put some stuff with some lyrics on.
Yeah.
And you will probably too. You might have some brass, some more trumpet, maybe.
I might sort of roll back on brass. I think we're going to put stuff on that we like, but we're going to put stuff on that isn't going to drive people to madness.
Yeah.
And I think some of the more brassy things I like. Like, I'm a big fan of Sufjan Stevens. And I remember recommending it to somebody else. And then I think it was her husband then reported that he kind of heard her just kind of go, too many trumpets. So I don't want to kind of put any of our listeners through that.
Okay. What are we going to call it though?
We had a name and we can't remember what it is. So we're going to kind of have a bit of a rummage around in sort of the back rooms of our memories and see if we can remember what we came up with. Because I remember we kind of...
I thought I set one up, you see, and actually added a couple of tracks to it. Can't find it anywhere. Unless Jem. I wonder if she deleted it. No, she wouldn't have done.
Working against us.
Mm. She's like the wife in Inception. Meg?
No.
Flo? Mo?
Oh, what?
Moll.
Mall, yeah,
Mall.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that a train? Just kind of like,
yeah. We sat and watched that again recently at someone's house, and I thought, oh no, it was when we were up in Scotland on holiday. Scotland.
Everyone
should go to Scotland. Forget abroad.
Let's go now.
Until you've been to Scotland. If you live in Scotland, enjoy.
If you live in Scotland, go across the border and then turn around and go straight back.
Man, love it up there. It was really nice. Anyway, we sat and watched Inception again. I walked in about 20 minutes in, I thought, oh, it's Inception. Sat down 5 minutes in, I'm completely captivated again, probably for the fifth or sixth time. At the end, we still have the same conversations about, so could it be this or could it be that?
Yeah,
and everyone says, that van took too long to fall off the bridge. And we go, no, remember, it's times by six and then times by six. And because of that, I think it's a really good film because it engaged a room of us again and again.
Without giving away the ending, I remember seeing it in the cinema and hearing a particular kind of groan from the audience at the ending. But it's that kind of, you know, the films when they end really unsatisfyingly and you just kind of end up going home annoyed and just you wake up the next day and you're annoyed. But it was one of those ones where you're a bit like, oh, but what does it mean? And you kind of go home and you're like, what does it mean? And so it's a good film.
Mm.
Christopher Nolan, he should get a pat on the back. I hope he's doing well for himself. On films, this episode was supposed to be a spoilerific talk about Star Wars, The Force Awakens, but we missed about on that one, we reckon, don't we?
We were going to try and do that just before Christmas, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I was ill, and then Jen was ill, and then you were ill, and then blah. And it got to the point last week when we talked about episodes, we thought, everyone's forgotten.
Yeah.
They might not have done, but I can't remember what I was quite so excited about right now.
I think there was a lightsaber in it somewhere.
Ah, yeah. And that was pretty exciting.
But we might, I don't know, maybe with DVD release, we could sort of reconjure that one. But anyway, yes, we're talking about playlists now.
Yeah,
so do you have a submission then for the new alternative playlist, whose name we still haven't quite remembered yet?
Yes. I mean, it could be out.relativepaths or something like that.
Okay. Well, by the time you hear this, then there should have been like a high level discussion about it.
Yeah. I do. So my first submission to the new playlist is by, I can't say.
No, some things don't change.
It's, they're a German I was going to say like a band. They don't call themselves a band, a project.
Right.
An electronic music project. And that started, they've been around since about 2002. And I think it's Mode Rat, but it might be Mod Rat.
Right.
It might be Moderate, but without an E. It may be Modi Rat. But anyway, it's called Rusty Nails. And the reason this goes on the new playlist is it's fairly kind of maybe it's sort of minimal techno, maybe with lyrics. But it's got lyrics, so that's why it's on the new list. But I like it. And they've been around for a long time. And they've always, whenever you look at playlists or get these sort of curated playlists, they'll be along with people like Aphex Twin.
Mm-hmm.
And others, and I've never actually sat and listened to their stuff until recently, and especially the last week I've listened through, because they've just that's why, because they've just had a new album release, which the whole thing is on Spotify, which is nice. Glad Spotify's still here. I really wondered whether Apple Music would nuke it,
because there's Apple Music and there's been a few other things, haven't there? What's the one that Dr. Dre and Taylor Swift and a few others were behind as well. There's been a few streaming service releases, but Spotify seems to have like shaken them all off so far.
So far, that's good. Maybe it's because of their deals with people like Vodafone.
Yeah, and I think Spotify's just been around for such a long time, and I think it has such a, you know, I haven't had any particular impetus to change, actually, because, you know, it works well and things. So, but yeah, so we're still sticking by Spotify.
Yeah, and I might update the Apple playlist version of the playlist, but it's just not as easy to use.
I've not even tried.
No, it's a pain.
I won't try.
I might just kill it.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, this is Rusty Nails by Moderat, Modi Rat, Moderat, Moderate, Moderat. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so what do you have for us? Is this for the new playlist?
This is for the new playlist as well. Okay. Just to kind of, you know, make sure your track isn't like rattling around there by itself, not knowing what its real name is.
We are going to demote some or cross-mote some tracks from the old. Like there's one I love and I refuse to remove it, but it's got
which
lyrics
one was
in
that?
It.
It's not Left Field, is it? It's not sort of...
No, it's Cotton Wool by Lamb, but it's the Filler Brasilia. Yeah. Filler Brasilia mix, yeah. And I love it.
Yeah,
and it's really long. It's completely unsuitable, probably, to work to.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna put it on this new playlist.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, good. I think it'll fit in all nice there. Mine is one that we tried to get on a little while ago. I featured it on an episode which never actually made it to the light of day, because it was dreadful, and we didn't want to put you all through that.
We were interviewing someone, and they actually contacted us afterwards and said, that's just not, I can do so much better.
Please,
we're like, so can we.
So we've got it there as blackmail for all of us, because we're also, if we need to blackmail ourselves, then we'll threaten to release it. But it's by Baths, off the Cerulean album, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, and it's called Aminals. And it's just a lot of Baths stuff is terribly bleak. A lot of it I really like musically, but it's bleak to the point that I cannot listen to it. Particularly his new album. There's one or two tracks on there that are really... That are nice. Some tracks on there that, again, have got great tunes, and you listen to the lyrics, and you just want to go to bed.
Sort of thing you shouldn't listen to alone. You need to have a loved one nearby.
Absolutely not. No, don't have a loved one nearby with some ear defenders on, or some headphones on, listening to some S Club 7 or something as an antidote. But this one is off the Cerulean album. It's called Aminals, and it's really cheery, and it's just kind of a nice tune, and it's got some children talking about aminals in it. And it's kind of one of my favourite tracks of his stroke theirs. I'm not sure if it's one guy or if it's like one of these kind of, you know, LA kind of
collective
type things. But yeah, here it is, Aminals.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to do each podcast is we are going to randomly assign songs to one
or
the other. So we're not going to have like a alt playlist week and then a regular playlist week. We're just going to submit stuff that we like. But I think we might be focusing on this one for a while, just so we get a
feeling. Yeah, we did talk about on it. Maybe another addition is to have people end up voting on things. But let's do that when we've got another 5,000 listeners.
We'll do that. Yeah, we will. Because I think one of the things we were concerned about is, particularly when we have regular guests on, is that the playlist gets quite overpopulated. And we kind of wanted it to be interesting, but to be of a manageable size. So we might actually cull some stuff from the Relative Past playlist and put it somewhere else, maybe. But actually, if anybody has any suggestions,
they can't see my face. Big frown, pout.
He's doing his angry blue steel. As long as that lamb track goes, then that'll be fine. Mm. It's interesting though how kind of attached we get to things, because that Life on Mars track in Portuguese, I was very close to my heart, and it was.
Do you want to put that back on then?
Maybe one day when it'll be ready. Yeah, let's
considering that Bowie, you know, we've taken that off.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, so that's new playlist stuff going on. We were going to wrap up there, aren't we?
Yeah, this has probably been quite short.
Yeah. So keep tuned for future developments over the year. We've got some tentative plans for interviews with people.
People. I'm going up to WordCamp London. And
I didn't know that.
Sorry.
When are you going?
Whenever it is. Is it April, March or April? It's a 3-day thing. Well, there's 3 days, it's a 2-day thing, but the Friday is a contributor day, but I don't think I'm going up. But there's Benjamin Reed is a sort of mate.
Right.
I don't know him very well, but I know people who know him quite well. And we'll chat to him a little bit online and that, and I'll meet him up there. He's a WordPress developer, as well as other sorts of development, I'm sure. And that should be good. I might try and go up with some sort of mic and do what we were going to do last time and we didn't get around to, and we were a bit like, ooh, not sure we should.
I think it's because we hadn't been to one of those before. Yeah. We wanted to kind of test the waters and see.
But I might like to leap on a few people and say, tell us what your favourite this is, or what your worst that is, and then maybe do like a little kind of Pebble Mill magazine program for
Who's
that
your
episode.
Spice Girl.
Yeah. That'd be good. Something like that. Maybe.
Okay.
Not promising.
Okay. That's it. Keep treating the listeners mean. Okay, so that'll be interesting to hear about. So when did you say that was?
It's either end of March or end of April.
Okay.
I'm moving house end of March. It can't be end of March. Otherwise, I've seriously got a problem. But yeah.
So, okay, that's a new thing. And there are other things that will be happening. If I can be any more vague than that. But we're glad to be back. We're sorry we left you for such a long time, but we won't do it again.
They have definitely all switched off by now. All right.
If you haven't, thanks for listening. And we'll be back in your ears in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was all right.